We're talking profit strategy with Kim Anderson this week. He's our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, producers want to know how they can get ahead in 2018. So let's kind of just review the current situation.
Well, looking at the situation, you got to start with price. Over the last 10 years, the Oklahoma price has averaged $5.90 a bushel. The 2018 for harvest delivered wheat, the market's offering right at $4 a bushel. Also in the market is a protein premium that we have now. If you look at ordinary wheat, that's wheat with less than 11% protein. It's a zero basis or zero premium. 11.4% protein wheat has a premium of $1.15. And you can look at why are prices low and the protein premium. One, we're short of premium protein around the world, but the stocks are high. World-ending stocks are projected to be 9.7 billion bushels, a record. It's about the third record in a row. U.S. ending stocks are lower this year. They were average is 840 million bushels. This year, they're projected to be 933 million bushels. That's down from 1.2 billion last year, so that's good. Hard red winter wheat stocks are also lower this year. They're projected to be 453 million bushels compared to 593 last year.
Let's talk now about how Oklahoma is looking.
Well, you look at Oklahoma, let's start with the yields. The average yield is 30 bushels per acre. But you know, that includes your grazed yields, grazed pasture. It includes all those wheat land that are used for other sources, and wheat is kind of a short cash crop there. There's a significant number of producers that will average 45 bushels or better. You look at cost of production. For the 30 bushel an acre land, you're looking at probably $175 variable cost or out of pocket cost, $15 fixed, to give you about $190 an acre there. 45 bushel wheat, and talking to some of the people, say around $200 out of pocket, 15 fixed for about $215 an acre.
And then what does all this mean for income?
Well, if you're looking at income at 30 bushels an acre, $4 wheat, that's $120. You got 190 in it, you're looking at $70 an acre loss there. That's if you better have some other income on those acreage. If you've got 45 bushels with say 11.4% protein, and say you get about 3/4 of that protein premium, you're gonna get about $475. That gives you an income of around $214, which is right at break even.
The last few weeks that we've been visiting with you on SunUp, it's mostly been the negative category. What can producers do with all of this information? What's their takeaway?
Well, I think their takeaway is that they're at $4 wheat, which is low. There are some producers out there breaking even or have a break-even cost less than $4. They're not making enough to make a living, but they are at least making a profit. I think you've got to look at best management practices. And it's not just I can go from 30 bushels or less per acre average now and get it up to 45 bushels in 1 year. I think you're looking over time. You look at double cropping, or you're looking at another crop to break those disease cycles, those weed cycles, those fungicide cycles. You've got to look at practices to get your yields above average. And when you get yields above average and you're producing a quality product, there's producers last year with 60 plus test weight wheat with 14% protein, and they merchandised that product and they got a premium for it. They made some money with below $4 prices this year. I think that's what we're talking about, and I think that's the message.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. A lot to think about.